Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The only team that the Kansas City Chiefs are looking up at in the AFC is the Tennessee Titans. The Titans victorious at home against the New Orleans Saints. Barely eked out this victory, 23-21. New Orleans couldn't get a two-point conversion late, had a penalty that made it a little bit tougher for Trevor Siemian. The Titans, Pete Sweeney, have now completed five straight wins over playoff teams from last year. A very impressive run for Tennessee. I think we were all a little bit hesitant to buy in each step of the way, right? Because we kept saying, well, this is the team that lost the Jets. You know, they barely beat the Bills on Monday Night Football. Yeah, they thrashed the Chiefs, but the Chiefs suck. Lo and behold, we would find out about a month later. They have just kind of checked things off one by one. Last week, beating the Rams on Sunday Night Football themselves without Derrick Henry in the mix. They're 8-2. They are very firmly in the mix to be the top overall seed in the conference for the first time since 2008.
Yeah, I'm obviously pretty hyped about the Chiefs turning things around, but this is very clearly the best team in the AFC, and I think we should start leaning into that. They've won some tough games. I mean, they have games and wins against the Rams in prime time, who I consider one of the better teams in the NFC. They gutted out this win. Struggling or not, they dominated the Kansas City Chiefs. That game was never close. So if the Chiefs are suddenly legitimate, I think you got to really take that win and you got to say, okay, they took care of business. They beat the Buffalo Bills. And the bigger thing for me, as I was mentioning, is you get this win against the New Orleans Saints, and very quickly it's Texans, Patriots, Jaguars, Steelers, 49ers, Dolphins, and Texans. The only two games that really give you a pause in that, despite Miami knocking off Baltimore randomly, random wins are going to happen. But the only two games that really give you pause are New England Patriots, who are suddenly resurgent, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you
that doesn't even give me pause, I ain't pausing about that. I'm fast forwarding through that.
If you look at the resume thus far, you kind of ask yourself, well, why can't they beat these teams? And you know, you think of the New England Patriots, and they are suddenly very interesting. But Vrabel and Belichick have this thing where Vrabel kind of, you know, in the playoffs, there is like an edge there. I don't think for the Titans in particular, the Patriots would strike as much fear as maybe another team that was playing well at this time. And so to me, the Titans not only look like the best team, they have some room to play with because they're so far ahead of the rest of the conference with only two losses. And so we'll see if they can hold on, but that's all they have to do. They control their own destiny and they could lock up this AFC bye. And if you get Derrick Henry back, that's a very, very dangerous team in the playoffs. If you're getting the best runner in football back, you're rested, and you have all this confidence from all these wins that you've piled up.
Yeah, you mentioned getting Derrick Henry back. Julio Jones was placed on injured reserve over the weekend, so he's out at least two more games for the Titans. But like you said, not exactly super intimidating competition coming up. Obviously, you got that New England game. Then they have that bye. So nice, not nice to be missing Julio Jones, but you look at it very clearly, purposeful by the Titans to kind of take as much advantage as they possibly can of the schedule to hopefully get him right for the deep run late down the season.
It's a cool story for Tennessee fans, and not necessarily like the fan base that you put with, okay, one of the diehard fan bases of the NFL, but there are diehard Titans fans out there, and nobody was considering, nobody nationally, you, me, whatever, anyone that tries to judge this thing before the season, no one was considering the Titans to have any shot at being the AFC bye, and it's right in front of them. We were calling this team an easy playoff team because of the division they play in, and they've just stacked good win after good win after good win. As every team in the AFC has a bad loss, Titans included, to the New York Jets, they're still stacking these big wins. We have seen that losses just happen. We're going to get to the game, but the Bucs lost to Washington yesterday. One team's going to make the playoffs, and another team is not, despite that result. And so that's going to happen. The Titans look like the team right now.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.